And so it's time once again to just settle in to a comfy, kind of cozy, relaxed way of being, where we can take three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply now. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that send the message all around and all through. Now's the time to clear the way for comfort. Now's the time to release and let go. Let go of negative thoughts, ideas. Become more available to positive thoughts, ideas, images that help you to move forward. You know, it simply is one of the most important things that we have that we can control is our thoughts, for it is your mind that can affect how you feel. So watching those thoughts, the ones that are positive, we want to flow around and all through. The other ones, we want to just let them pass by and we let them go. Gives you more control over how you feel, how you respond to life and living. And so just appreciating that for a moment as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. Just the natural flow of the air moving in and out of your body. And today, let's bring your attention to your feet and invite and allow a comforting, a flow of comfort from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Becoming aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Upwards through the chest now, as that deeper inner calm is joined by a nurturing sensation. And so it's the deeper inner calm and the comfort and the nurturing that flows all around and all through the chest area into every nook and cranny of you. Reminding you of the value of yourself. Under grace, in just right ways for you. And with that comes the sense of a deeper, comfortable sensation that flows right into the shoulders. And it's so comforting, so nurturing, that all the muscles, tissues, fibers in the shoulders begin to soften and soothe and smooth. And it's interesting as though those shoulders can just shake off any of the shackles of anything that's been wrapped around you, taking your attention away from the pure positive energy that is yours all the time. We want to just move into freedom. Be released. Let go. Let it all roll right off your shoulders. Become free and clear to be in your own faith of well-being. To employ faith along with freedom, along with grace, to help you be more in charge and in control of your mind, your body, your life, and thereby your future. So down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers release now as you comfort even more. All around and all through, the comfort flows. Across the upper back, as you turn attention there, flowing that comfort across and down your spine, giving you a clear, clean slate for today, for more freedom, more grace, more faith, and to have the ardency to focus in that strength, in that way that brings you to the exactness of what's important for you. So down through the spine, the strength flows, middle back releases, and then deeper and deeper and deeper down now. All the muscles, tissues, fibers soothe and smooth. Smoothing out any rough edges. Sending this comforting now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then placing your attention again right at the base of your neck and flowing this comforting, this deep feeling of nurturing. Flow it right up over the back of your head, all around the crown of your head, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, let's go twice as deep as you already are. And so just comfortably calm now, just drifting, letting the imagination door open to wonder about a place, a space, kind of a sacred place in a way. What might be possible when it could be imagined, a sacred place where any or all of the senses become heightened. A place with a sacred kind of energy. Supposing about it could create images that live and breathe in the inner landscape, where it is so very peaceful. What might be interesting about a sacred place? With any or all of the senses, it begins to come about in the freedom of your imagination, under grace, faith, and ardency. Allow it. Expect it. What might be interesting about a sacred place? How does it seem? If you were to tell about it to a friend later, wonder what you might say about this sacred place. Noticing your feelings about it. And to notice even more deeply about this place, what seems to make it sacred for you? And becoming aware about it all, there could be a particular spot that would be most comfortable. A comfortable spot to rejuvenate, to restore, even to imagine an experience as heard in a tale by others, telling about the sense of a kind of healing light that could be experienced. What might that be like? Perhaps to imagine how those who spoke of it, a kind of healing light that could flow, thinking about it means, where might that light come from? So just settling in. Settling into the freedom of it all. Under grace in just right ways for you. To even begin to imagine all about this. To begin to imagine all about this would be allowing for even more comfort. Perhaps to grasp a hold of the idea of a healing light that flows from wherever it comes from at some point, to imagine it as they spoke about it, all around the crown of the head, like a light turned on, a light of warmth that glows and flows. And the tale's been said many times, said that others have known about a healing light. They have experienced it. Perhaps the opportunity is close at hand. Whenever it comes, even at a later time, or now, whenever, just to simply allow for it in the freedom of it all, under grace, having faith that the healing light is. So allow the light of warmth, the healing light, to flow as though it could, all through and all around, from the top of the head all the way down through to the tips of toes. And even all around, there is space to allow imagining. And at some point, as they told the story, there was a sense of the glow, the light, the flow of light concentrating in certain ways. Something to be ardent about, because is it from the mind, outside of the mind? Some said no, from the being, to notice where and how it's happening could be interesting. Even some said, perhaps to become aware of a greater warmth in the hands, as though the healing light energy pulsates into the hands. Pulsating into the hands. Imagining and becoming aware of warm hands, as though warm hands are placed on just the right places, emanating the warmth, the glow, the light, the healing light. And to think for a moment, somewhere there is knowing about it as an ancient healing practice. Somehow knowing about this, remembering the tales, and then remembering that it has always been known and always been available and always been here. The idea of the healing light is somehow familiar, and that some people have told about it over and over, and that some have even felt the warmth of the light in their hands. And now comes in this imagining in an even stronger way, or sometime later, getting the sense of warm, healing hands on just the right places, and having the faith to affirm this, the faith to affirm that the healing light flows, the faith that it glows, and there is oneness to receive, and the idea to imagine that healing hands are placed on all the right places, or the sense of that, in such a way to feel the warmth, the healing light, with the understanding and the freedom and the ardency that healing happens. And in this healing sense, still drifting more comfortably now, even in this place stretched out in just the right spot, feeling the sense of the healing light, even more calm and even more comfortable. And with every continued breath, just drifting in even deeper. Getting another deeper sense of being in a place that's sacred, where there's freedom to be under grace with the faith that is just right for you, with the resilience of knowing you're holding a radiantly healthy image of yourself, even now as you are in this sacred place. And so, what a more interesting time could there be as the imagination door opens even wider? With the sense of the wise one coming through to be there with you in this sacred place. And just beginning to come to life naturally and freely, let it all come in and around, that this wise one of yours, which is the something within you that knows you very, very well, that the wise one is here and using any or all of the senses, just acknowledging that in the sacred place, with the sense of the healing warmth of the light, and now being with the wise one is here as well. And this allows for even more comfort to deepen. And just noticing, being with the wise one again, comforting, peaceful, peaceful all through and all around. And somehow the wise already knows what is needed and welcomes the discovery. For in the imagination, anything can happen, and something different now begins to shift. There is a sense that a higher nature could move out of yourself and actually merge into the wise one, imagining, even visualizing, allowing this to take place. And to do so begins the discovery. As wise opens to receive your higher nature, getting a sense now of another shift, looking through the eyes of the wise back toward yourself. Oh, with just right timing, allow this experience to take place. With all the faith and the ardency that you have, under grace, in freedom, allow this to occur. Sensing in all ways, through the eyes of the wise, now there is a beginning of knowing about yourself as the wise one does. What's this perspective like? As though you're looking through the eyes of the wise one back at yourself. What's this perspective like? What more might be allowed when sensing about yourself in this way? Would there be anything that comes to your mind about what might like to be suggested to yourself through these wise eyes? What might that perhaps be? You have control of your mind, your body, your life, your future, how you're focusing through the eyes of the wise. What else might be important to get here as experiencing this, looking through the eyes of the wise at yourself? With more wisdom, with more compassion, with more of a helpful nature, and through that positive force, there is a sense of knowing about yourself in a different way now. Let yourself experience it and live it out completely. And when ready, allow the higher nature of yourself to move out of the wise. With all the positives learned and positive feelings felt, bring them back into yourself again. So your higher nature returns and you become your whole integrated self. Fully back into yourself, wholly, completely, in a fully integrated way. But with so much added something. Because when fully back into yourself, wholly, completely, in a fully integrated way, what seems important to remember from this experience? And to remember that the healing light is still here as well. The warmth of healing hands still available. And with faith in freedom under grace, what might your wise one like to add to this? How does it feel to know that what your wise has added to it? How do you feel about what the wise added? And is there anything more that needs to happen today for you with your wise one? Just take a few more moments to allow for anything more that your wise wants you to know for today. And in full appreciation, as we begin to close for now, appreciating your wise one, appreciating the tale of light that you've heard about for so long, and the experience of receiving it, appreciating all feeling this experience in the fulfillment in all its totality and unity, and adding to that your ardency, your faith, your freedom, your grace. And knowing that all of that is within the control of your mind, that you can experience it all as we gather up all the positives from this positive focusing, and knowing that it can only bring about positive results. And that is how your mind and your body responds positively at zero. And now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, as we begin to come up and out and bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now. To realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in, three, such a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable, peaceful, free. And now four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.